So I get to be recorded and everything?
Yep.
Sweet.
It's already started, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, unless it doesn't work. Okay. All right, so how much was the total cost of your adoption?
$53,000.
What program did you go through?
We went through Heart to Heart Adoption Agency in Sandy, Utah.
So, what kind of financial issues did this cause? Like, obviously it was a lot of money, but what areas did you struggle with?
What happened is it caused us to go over our budget so much that we eventually declared bankruptcy, because the hospital bills alone were starting to garnish my paycheck, which made it impossible to survive.
So,
which is a result of the agency refusing to help us get my child on Medicare, which he should have qualified for as he was a child of the state.
Yeah.
But they didn't believe it. And they had a deal with the hospital to get discounted rates with them if their mothers gave birth there. It was
okay.
A terrible, awful fix.
So, are there any... What causes a variation on the price? Is it the circumstances of the child, the age of the child?
The age, the race, the gender.
So...
Black kids, black boys are the cheapest. Not even kidding.
That's so terrible.
Black boys are the cheapest. And white girls, I think, are the most expensive. But I know that the difference in price to adopt as far as in the United States, if you adopt a black child versus a white child, it's a difference of about $20,000.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
It's, yeah.
That's so messed up.
And they claim it's because there's more demand for the white kids than there is for the black kids. And there's more black kids who need to be adopted than white kids, and so they claim they use the money that they charge for the white kids to supplement to make the black kid adoptions cheaper.
Okay, so speaking of that...
How do they, like, set it up? Is there, like, a catalog or something? Or how do you, like...
scrolling through pictures?
Yeah.
This baby.
They have you do a big, huge portfolio. First of all, you do this humongous kind of survey, and you literally write down everything you are looking for, and they tell you if you don't want a drug baby or a kid with what's it then when you have the kids who mental health issues and stuff like that, Down syndrome and things.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you not to put that on your form, to make sure that you are putting down your form stuff what you think you can actually handle.
Yeah.
And all the options, all the specifications are there. Your gender, the race, the this. And it's kind of like, as awful as it sounds, it's kind of like going and shopping for a new car. And you want this model on this year.
Yeah. So they're like, you have a match or something like that.
So then they take all of that information and all information about yourself as well. And they have the birth mothers do the same thing. And it's kind of like eHarmony.
Mm-hmm.
And they match it all up and then show the birth mothers the portfolios you've made to see if they are interested in placing their child with you. And then you get a random phone call that says, we have a match for you.
So, the payment of $53,000, did all of that go to the organization, or was any of it to the birth parents?
The birth parents don't make money off of the transaction.
Are they?
But they
supplemented
are
at all.
They're flown out to Utah and taken care of for 3 months, for the last 3 months of the pregnancy.
Okay.
So they're getting an apartment, and if they have other kids, the kids are taken to school. They're taken to regular doctor's appointments. They have a focus group with other people in their same situation. So it's actually a really good situation for the birth parents.
Okay. So that is what part of the payment goes to.
Supposedly.
So they just, like, take care of them? Do they take care of, like, the birthing costs and stuff like that? Or do you guys pay?
That's what we pay for.
So what did the $53,000 go to?
Let's see. About 20,000 of it went to my child being in the NICU, maybe 30, and no, about 20,000. And then the, there you go. And the standard fee for the adoption of the agency is $22,000. And then I'm not sure where the other 13 went.
Okay.
Went to the adoption agency owner's new Mercedes in the parking lot.
So.
An SUV Mercedes.
Oh my. Oh dear.
It's a non-profit organization, remember?
Really? They claim that?
Yeah, it's a non-profit. That's what they say. every car in the parking lot is a BMW or better. It's terrible.
So you went through this heart-to-heart organization.
Yeah.
Do different organizations charge different prices?
They're all about the same.
Okay. Were there any other options? Like, what made you choose this organization?
We felt that's where our child was, is the main thing.
Okay. All right. What could the adoption agencies do to make the actual adoption smoother and the best experience for your child?
They could actually charge what it costs to adopt a child, which is only about $3,000. That's including court fees and everything else, which I actually had to pay as well. So if they could actually make it available to the adoptive parents and the placing parents so that it's more realistic on the price they're charging, it would be a lot better.
Yeah.
There's so many kids who need homes and make it so impossible.
Mm-hmm. So as far as Corbin's birth mother goes, did you ever meet her? Were there any conflicts that you went through?
No, we never had any conflicts with her. We met her before We met her right after we saw Corbin for the first time. And her and her husband, her boyfriend, and their other child. We got to meet them all together, and it was nice. Jennifer still talks to Joanne semi-regularly.
Nice. So how was it adjusting to parenthood, I guess?
It was a nightmare.
Do you know... Of course, you weren't a parent beforehand, and like, I don't know how to word this, but...
Do you think it would be different from like having your own kid as to adopting a kid?
There'd be more preparation time mentally and physically, but other than that, that's all.
Okay. And probably you'd be more financially well off if it was your own child.
Do you get funded at all for adoption?
Nope.
They don't give you like diapers or anything of that sort?
Nope. It's all out of pocket. I got a little bit from our healthcare here at the school. I got like $2,000 back, but yay. And that was our subsidy.
Okay. So.
And I don't think I got any time off either.
Okay.
I had to use my sick days.
That's stupid. Did the actual organization, like, how was the adoption process? Was it simple enough, or what kind of complications were there?
It was simple enough.
It was just steps?
There are steps. And ours was kind of accelerated because the Corbin was born, and his birth mom decided to not go with the family she was originally matched with because the adopted mother got really pushy and antsy, and so all of a sudden they are stuck with a situation where they had a baby that was born and no family to give it to. So we did what normal couples would do over 4 month period over in the matter of 2 days. And then the agency just dropped us and didn't talk to us ever again for like 5.5 months. Other than to, because they're supposed to come back and help you
check up on you,
see how things are going, and give you someone to work with you for insurance and all that stuff. But this agency didn't do that. They just said, good job, and then all of a sudden we didn't hear from them, other than to hear from their financial people for demanding payment and money. They were the worst collection agency I've ever dealt with. It was awful because we didn't know. We didn't know whether or not they could repossess the child.
Can they?
No.
Okay.
We found out from our attorney later on that they couldn't, but we didn't know that because we didn't have.
Did they claim that they would?
Not necessarily, but they never said they wouldn't either.
Kind of insinuated that.
It just kind of was there hanging, and they weren't very forthcoming with information unless we had money behind it. It was really bad. And it wasn't until later, like, because we didn't finalize the adoption until he was a year and a half old, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because usually you finalize in 6 months, but it was so bad, the whole finance thing. And they wouldn't finalize, you can't finalize your adoption until everything is completely settled. And we had to take care of all that mess. And the bill was so much that we eventually filed for bankruptcy. We worked through two attorneys. We worked through an adoption attorney and a bankruptcy attorney at the same time. And wasn't until then, like, until Corbin was like over a year old, that we learned from our attorney that they would have no rights to take the child from us. So that was how long we dealt with the stress,
the
of
fear,
not knowing the fear that they're going to take the kid away from us. And plus, you're exhausted when you have a little baby. You don't
go
to sleep. And so it was a complete disaster.
Are you guys eligible for any welfare programs, kind of things like that?
Nope. I make way too much money, which is ironic.
You're a teacher.
I know. My salary as a teacher is enough to exclude us from any kind of welfare whatsoever.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that answered all of our questions, so.
It's a complete wreck, and it's terrible. If I were to quit my job, I could be able to get lots of money, maybe actually make more money than I make as a teacher on welfare. Isn't that scary?
That's yeah, terrible. I mentioned that in my thing, and like, some people don't want to make more money because they're getting so many benefits off of being a low-income family.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of stuff you can get if you have low-income, or if you had one more child. If we had four, we had a household of four, we would have gotten funding.
I mean, that's how my house is. There's seven kids in my family, and my dad owns his own business. So I don't pay for things like school lunch, and I get lots of fee waivers on tests.
Mm-hmm.
And
my child
that makes it easier on my parents.
My kid wouldn't qualify for any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your circumstances are hard enough that you should qualify, but they don't know everyone's circumstances.
Right. They just base it all on income.
Base it all on the parents
and family situation.
Yeah.
That's
which is why I'm considering.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Okay. Well, thanks.
But would I ever not do it? No way.
Okay.
There's no way I would give up my kid and not.
Yeah.
I always had a feeling, before we even had Corbin, I always had a feeling that he would come in some weird circumstance and life would be absolutely miserable for the first year or so. I just knew it was going to happen. I could feel it. And adjusting to having a child, because we didn't get him until we'd been married for 13 years.
Wow.
So we were good at the couple life. We knew how to do vacations, we knew how to budget our money, we had to whatever, we worked together on everything, we always made it through, it was awesome, blah, blah, blah. And also we had this third person in our family, and where does the emotion go? It was like ridiculous, we couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, we went from, like if you're my wife, we went from this connection to, here's the child. And all of a sudden this connection died. And I was like, well, this sucks. So for that first year, we were stressed about whether or not we were going to lose Corbin because we couldn't pay all the student bills, and our marriage was falling apart because we weren't spending any time helping that. We were focusing on the kid.
Yeah.
And it was really, really hard. Absolutely miserable. But now it's, he's three and we got it all back.
Mm-hmm. Nice. How long do you expect to be in debt to this company?
Oh, we filed bankruptcy and all went away.
Okay, but you're still...
Nope. I'm not in debt to those people at all.
That's good.
And I never paid them a single penny. Because those jerks told us to pay for the hospital bills first.
Nice. So you did.
So we did. We paid like $10,000 to hospital bills and filed bankruptcy, and it all went away. Said, see you later, suckers.
Sweet.
So that was our vindication, because he didn't pay me anything after being such jerks to us.
Do you think all organizations are like that? Or do you think it was just that one?
I think most of them are that way, unfortunately.
It's like slave trade.
It is. It's still human trafficking. It's no different. People are making bank off of selling kids, selling people to other people.
Yeah, it's pretty.
That's why I say it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't make any sense, because the actual cost of adoption, when you break it down, the court fees are only like $300. The attorney,
like legally change to legally, the name.
To do the actual process.
Did she change, or did she have a name for Corbin already?
Yeah, it was weird. But he's only 2 days old, so yeah, we got to choose.
Yeah, we renamed my cat when he was like a year. We were going to call him Sebastian.
So if you think about that, so you get a few hundred dollars for that, you have to pay the attorney a couple hundred dollars. So it's like $500 for the attorney and court fees.
If it's a non-profit, why are you paying so much for something? Like, where's that money going?
Did they show you any papers of, like, where the money was going?
Or, like, who you were making checks out to or stuff like that?
Yeah, because I only paid the hospital, so it was fine. All
right.
Yeah.
And that one was aggravating too, because they're like, you have this bill. I was like, well, send me a freaking bill. It's like, I'm not paying a bill. Because it was all weird, because it was under Joanne's name, his birth mom. They're like, well, send me
the hospital?
Yeah. So I'm like, send me the bill and I'll pay it. And they're like, no, you have this bill. It's $4,000. I'm like, I'm not giving you $4,000 on it. You say I've got $4,000.
Over the phone.
Like, send me a paper bill.
Are you supposed to, like, say
the
credit card number?
Yeah, like, just give us your... Like, the agency wanted me to give them my credit card number so they could just pay the bills. I'm like, no. You cannot have my credit card number to pay the bills I don't know exist.
Really?
No way.
They just, like, have it on file. So I
put that's what they do. They said everybody else just gives them their credit card and they just pay the bills. I'm like, that is freaking nuts. Like, why would I trust you people with anything?
Yes.
It was awful. It was so terrible. So it was a disaster trying to get a hold of anybody to do anything, because they had this little thing set up that they had, I don't know, but it was bad.
He's trying to keep everything on the down low,
yeah,
so you don't question it.
Exactly. Other agencies, actually, I've heard that are better. I shouldn't say that, because the one thing that this agency did not do, which they should have, they didn't have an advocate for us at all. There's nobody who was working
like,
on our side.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to get... When you adopt a baby, you're supposed to have someone who's working for you. They're the ones who push for the Medicaid, whichever one is, I don't remember. And in order to make it so the hospital bills are paid for by the state and not by the new adopting parents. And the person who makes sure that the bills are legit and all that, and all this stuff. But we didn't have one of those people.
It was just
against
us. The whole agency.
Yeah. And the hospital. It was just bad. Like, my sister-in-law, Ben, you met Ben, I think, Corbin's cousin?
Maybe.
So when he was adopted, the very first thing, they went through Heart to Heart's sister company, I can't remember the name of it, doesn't matter. And they had someone for them, and the very first thing they did was pushed through the Medicaid papers, so they didn't have to worry about hospital bills.
Yeah.
And my kid is in the NICU, so hospital bills are going to be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did he have problems during birth and stuff?
He was 3 weeks early, 3.5 weeks early, so he was like, he was tiny, he was this big, from his head to his foot right there, his little tiny thing. And he went through drug withdrawals a little bit, because Joanne was prescribed Lortab. So, he survived it, he's okay. He's just this cute little frog-looking thing. I remember little funny things, like when you're in NICU, your baby's classified as the birth mom's last name and then baby. And,
oh, yeah.
And Joanne's last name is White. So we go to NICU and ask to see a white baby. And he's the only black kid in the whole thing. And then you had to wash your hands with a little scrubby thing every time you went even to NICU. And we went so much. It's the really soft scrubby thing. We went so much that all of my nails would bleed. It was so bad. I'm like, don't care.
My nephew was in the NICU.
It's just pain.
Declan was in there.
Yeah.
So I'd go in like every day and scrub my hands.
Yep. It was pretty painful.
I think you're supposed to be 18.
Yeah.
But close enough.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we have lots of little stories like that.
Did you stop now already?
No. Okay. Because I'll have to open my phone and pause it and then name it.
Well, you can do that now.
Yeah. Cool.
Should I make sure that I'm breaking stuff in my room?
It's actually...